Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with Mac Benzin. He's the deputy chief of the Reno Police Department. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Marsha Burke-Begler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
My name is Reed. Envy Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business. I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, Envy Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way Envy Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with Envy Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, Envy Energy, it's over.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Mac Benzin. He is the Deputy Chief of the Reno Police Department. Pleased to have you back here, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So it's been just over a year now since marijuana recreational has been legalized. Tell me what is the response from the Reno Police Department in terms of what you're seeing. Are you seeing an increase in people who are committing crimes like driving under the influence or doing anything else that you're noticing that comes from the legalization of recreational marijuana?
Well, yeah, we have seen an increase in driving under the influence of marijuana. I don't know that I'm ready to attribute that to the legalization. And here's why I say that, Sam. When we knew legalization of marijuana was coming, we really got together closely with some colleagues from Colorado and learned a lot about what they had gone through in Colorado. And as part of that, what they suggested we do was train all of our officers in spotting the under the influence signs and symptoms that are attributed to marijuana and exclusively attributed to marijuana.
So sure. For example.
So for example,
I mean, apart from driving at 25 miles per hour right. on the freeway.
So marijuana impairs your ability to judge distance, right? Your depth perception is impaired under the influence of marijuana. So what you'll see is 10 people will slow down very close, very early on before a stoplight. As far as driving patterns go, sometimes they'll turn out in front of another car, violating a right-of-way of another car because that depth perception is impaired. But then roadside, when you do those field sobriety testing, somebody under the influence of marijuana, and this occurs in about 3% of the population anyway without the influence of marijuana, but under the influence of marijuana, your eyes are unable to converge. And so if we give you the test where, you know, I follow my finger with your eyes and don't move your head. And as I bring that finger in closer to your nose, your eyes should cross. Under the influence of marijuana, your eyes have the inability to converge. And so what we did was we trained our officers on how to spot that. We had a select few officers that were drug recognition experts that could do that. And if somebody felt that somebody was under the influence of a drug, they would call over a drug recognition expert. They would do an evaluation and figure out what drug, what classification of drug, and whether they were under the influence or not. Well, rather than having this select few experts, we trained the entire department on how to recognize the influence of drugs, particularly marijuana. based on our conversations with folks from Colorado.
And you know what's interesting to me, and I applaud you guys, both you and the Clark County Police Department, and apparently the Nevada Highway Patrol, the Utah Highway Patrol, the Colorado Highway Patrol, for not going hog wild crazy on this. It's not been, okay, let's be sitting on every corner looking for somebody who's under the influence, because we have not seen a giant spike, at least reported by the media, in arrests or DUIs regarding marijuana.
No, and you know the other part is we didn't collect data previous to the legalization of marijuana on exclusively on marijuana cases. And so it's hard to show a pre and post comparison. And again, I'm not ready to attribute a increase in DUI marijuana to the legalization of marijuana when at the same time we trained officers to recognize it. So could it have always been there? Sure.
So it's kind of like forgive the comparison, but it's kind of like autism. We didn't know about autism in the way we do now 30 years ago, and now there's a huge increase in the cases of recognition of autism.
Correct.
But as much of that is through information as it is, you know, with the disease.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so that's why I'm not ready to attribute that.
Here's another question, and then I'll let Ray jump in here. What's stunning to me, and I mean, let's face it, we've all known for the last 50 years that people were smoking marijuana. Are we seeing a ton of new people coming into the marijuana marketplace, or is this really people who would rather go to a regular liquor store and buy their liquor than buy moonshine, who are now buying marijuana at a dispensary at a bit higher cost, but legally rather than buying as a street drug?
I think you have a little bit of both. I think you have some folks who are willing to try it and see if they like it, as opposed, you know, maybe they used marijuana when they were younger, 20, 30, 40 years ago, and now want to go back and try. I think that's part of the market, but I think a lot of it is, yeah, it's legal now, and I don't need to go to a black market source, if you will. Rather, I can just go to a dispensary and do everything above board, and okay, so it costs a little bit more. We haven't seen a decrease, though, in the black market, and we kind of expected that we would, but there hasn't been a huge decrease in the black market in terms of marijuana. And so, you know, the legal marijuana industry sets a standard at a price and what marijuana is sold for, and of course the black market is just going to undercut that. And we expected a little bit of that, but we also expected to see some reduction in the black market, and thus far we haven't seen that. But I think to some extent, people are just willing to go in and try at the dispensaries, and we have had no issues with dispensaries in terms of how they're managed and how they're run.
Deputy Chief, under Nevada's marijuana law, really the only legal place to consume it is within a private residence. What happens? What is your procedure if you notice someone smoking it in a park or smoking it on the street? Do you arrest them or put them in jail? Do you write a citation? What do you do?
Well, you know, it depends on the situation, but it becomes a misdemeanor crime to ingest in public. That ingestion of drugs, it still falls under the same law, same as if you were ingesting any other illicit drug in public. But a lot of times I'll start with a warning. It's a misdemeanor crime, and it can start with a warning, and depending on the situation, it could go up to a citation. It could reach the level of arrest, but generally speaking, with a little bit of education, what you see is people go, oh, I didn't know. I thought it was legal. Well, it's legal to possess, but you can't ingest it in public.
Right.
And so with a little bit of education, it tends to take care of that problem.
Would you be in favor of the marijuana smoking bars that have been suggested by State Senator Tick Segerbloom in Las Vegas?
I don't know that I would be in favor of that. You know, we have enough issues right now with alcohol in terms of how people leave bars and under the influence. Mm-hmm. My biggest concern is folks getting behind the wheel of a car after they've consumed either alcohol or marijuana. And so to allow for one more substance to be out there doesn't really excite me a whole lot. Although I would be remiss if I thought that, you know, folks who don't drive under the influence because they know it's against the law, they know it's dangerous, they know it's potentially deadly, would be the same folks who would be unwilling to drive under the influence of marijuana. They would find a ride just like we do with folks with alcohol now. I just am a little reluctant to have folks ingesting some other intoxicant in a public place and then getting behind the wheel of the car.
And that's more of a moral argument than it is a legal argument.
Correct? Sure, and I don't have any data to back up that folks would be more willing or less willing to get behind the wheel of a car. if they had ingested marijuana.
You know, you talked about black market marijuana still being around at the same level. What are the factors that you that go into your statement or your belief that you know, black market marijuana is still prevalent?
So, you know, a narcotics unit will run sting operations on narcotics and control buys on narcotics. And what we found is that in those operations, we don't have any fewer cases than we had previous to the legalization of marijuana.
Fewer cases of selling marijuana.
Correct. That number remains the same pre- and post-legalization.
All right, let's take a break. More with Deputy Chief of the Reno Police Department, Mac Benson, when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mac Benson. He is Deputy Chief of the Reno Police Department. We've been talking about marijuana, but I wanted to bring up prescription drugs, because prescription drugs are just overwhelming in our society now. And a lot of them, especially mixed with alcohol, can cause all kinds of problems. I stopped having any recreational drinking years ago just because I take medicine for my heart ailments, and one drink was enough to make me feel I wasn't comfortable driving. But there are lots of people that do. Compare that, if you will, with marijuana in terms of what your department is seeing.
Oh, I think the prescription drug issue is a much, much larger issue than the marijuana issue.
Which is a huge statement.
Far and away. And here's the thing, Sam. Back in 2009, when I was supervising the narcotics unit, and we started to look at heroin, to be honest with you. We looked at the prevalence of heroin. I went to a conference, came back saying, hey, all these other agencies across the country are talking about prescription drugs and the link to heroin. So we did some study looking at some data. And what we looked at, what we found, was a 3,800% increase in heroin seizures, and the face of the heroin user getting much, much younger than we had seen in previous years. 3,800%. Now, while we had a small number before, a 3,800% increase in anything should make somebody
stunning
look at it, right? And so we did, and we got together with some professionals out of the Bay Area and learned that the link to heroin use was directly tied to prescription opiates. And that young people were getting to prescription opiates, and when they couldn't, when they got addicted and they couldn't afford opiates anymore, prescription opiates, they would turn to heroin because they were addicted. And boy, we went whole hog on a campaign to try to get really the focus on education, on prevention, especially among young people.
So you're saying heroin arrests have skyrocketed in Reno?
In 2008. They were up 3,800% from the years before.
What about?
It's leveled off, but it's still on the increase. It's leveled off over that 3,800% increase, but it's leveled off. But we attributed it directly to the prescription drug issue and the prescription opioids and the availability of opiates, you know, everywhere. And their addictive qualities led to young people in particular, because they couldn't afford the opiates anymore, the prescription opiates turning to heroin.
Let me talk about some other crime stats. According to the Reno Gazette Journal, property crime in Reno decreased more than 7% from 2016 to 2017. So I got to congratulate you on that. But two glaring increases, according to the RJ, were shown an increase in burglaries and auto thefts. And maybe if you could talk about the reasons for those two things to go up when the property crime rate overall is going down.
Yeah, so the auto theft is a big issue for us. And typically when we see it, it's seasonal for us, for the most part. We see a giant increase in auto theft during the winter months. So what happens is folks go out, start their car, leave it unattended with the keys in it, and then somebody walks by the crime of opportunity and they steal the car. So during the winter months, you'll see press releases, public information coming out from the police department saying, don't leave your car unattended idling outside, because that's what tends to happen. In terms of burglaries, you know, what we tend to see is burglary rings crop up, and they'll hit an area of Reno and then an area of Sparks, and then they'll maybe go down to the county, the unincorporated areas of the county, and then come back to Reno, and they kind of move around. So what we've done recently to combat that is try to regionalize some work in terms of how that works and sharing intelligence between agencies and trying to jump on those burglary rings before they get too prevalent and start to move around. They're hard to chase around once they start moving.
Is the population increase, is that a factor?
Well, I imagine it is. You know, we've seen a booming population here, and we've seen that affect us across the board. You have police, Reno police officers on scene of 141,000 incidents a year. 141,000 incidents. That's 17% higher than the year before, and over the last 10 years, about a 15% increase year over year. And so I think just the population increase has certainly attributed a little bit to our crime rate.
Let me just change subjects, because this has come in to the news lately just because of a couple of initiatives in a couple of different counties, Nye and Lyon in particular, which is these anti-prostitution, legal prostitution initiatives. And Dick Gamak on this program, the former Washoe County District Attorney, and Oscar Goodman, the former mayor of Las Vegas, both spoke that under the right circumstances, they would have been in favor of legalized prostitution in Clark and Washoe counties. What's the feeling of the Reno Police Department on this? Because we still have an issue, obviously, with illegal prostitution, and that's been there forever. And I wonder what your thought was in the idea of perhaps legalizing this.
I have a real issue with that because I think that opens the door to more human trafficking, more sex trafficking that we have now learned more about. And I think if we had legalized prostitution, and of course it would, you know, it would have to follow the same as the rest of the state with legalized brothels and the checking and things that happen there. My fear is that once it became legal, that perhaps folks would take advantage of that and we would see more street prostitution, more internet-based prostitution. You know, when I first started in policing, prostitution was really kind of isolated to street prostitution, young ladies walking the street soliciting for prostitution. And as I progressed through my career, and now what we see is almost exclusively internet-based prostitution, where you'll shop around on the internet, find yourself somebody, call, make arrangements, and what have you. There's an argument to be made that prostitution is a, so long as it's two consenting adults, it's a business transaction between two consenting adults. And I don't want to just say I don't want to negate that argument, because I think there's some validity to that argument. The problem is the associated crime that goes with prostitution, a lot of substance abuse, a lot of addiction that in my years and work advice that I learned that, you know, you don't see too many 10-year-old girls that grow up and say, I want to be a prostitute. It just doesn't happen very often. And so when folks get into that line of work, it's generally speaking not something that they choose to do. It becomes a last resort for them. and then addiction that goes with it is actually horrible to see. And so the human trafficking aspect of it would scare me a little bit as it is. It's hard enough to combat that, and I'd be afraid that we would have more of that.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Marcia Birkbigler. She is the Washoe County Commissioner. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Nice to be here, Sam.
So there's a couple of things that are just firing you off right away. You want to, where would you like to start?
Whatever is of interest to you.
Would you like to start with the president?
Well.
And as we're taping this, he is meeting with Putin right now.
Mr. Putin, yes. You know, I think that he needs to meet. I like the idea that he's meeting with all of these national leaders. I think it's a great idea to stop meeting, to cancel the meeting with Putin just because we indicted, 12 of their officers who we're never going to get because it's against their constitution to give anybody to another country that is a Russian citizen. So we're never going to get them. So, okay, let's just screw the whole world up by saying, sorry, other large power, we're not going to meet with you. What is wrong with Congress?
Well, that would be its own show.
Yes.
Let me hone in and say that, you know, as much as Russia does to us and the rest of the world, we also do to Russia and the rest of the world.
Yes, because
that's what great powers do. That's why we have a CIA and an NSA and all these spy agencies.
It's one of the reasons we are a great power, because we have people who are out protecting our country at every level. And so, yes, we do the same kinds of things. Hopefully, I hope we aren't poisoning people in England. Which I think the Russians have done. I don't think there's any question that that's been some aspect of it. But hopefully, I hope the United States isn't doing that kind of stuff. But I do think we're just as guilty as every other country. And so for our Congress to constantly harass our president for things that every other president has done or will do in the future is just amazing to me. It's dysfunctional.
May I check my phone here? Oh, yes, it's 2018. I believe it's an election year.
I believe it is, yes.
And so that might be part of what you're talking about
with Congress. Wait, we're supposed to just shrug off all the Russian interference in our election?
Do you think we haven't interfered in other countries'
elections?
It
doesn't matter.
It does matter. when you are throwing stones. When you live in a glass house, you shouldn't throw stones. Didn't your mom ever tell you that?
So we should stop the investigation into Russian interference?
No, I don't think we should stop investigation in the Russian experience, but I don't think that it's a good idea to say to our president, well, we've indicted these 12 people. We don't really know whether they're guilty or not, because we don't have the access to that kind of information. But we think they did it, so therefore we're indicting them, but we're never going to get them into our country. That, I believe firmly, those 12 people, whether they're guilty or not, were indicted to try and screw up the meeting between Trump and...
Well, we have no extradition treaty with Russia to bring those
over. Well, Russia has... They don't allow extradition by their constitution anyway, so they don't extradite their citizens. Russian citizens are not extradited to any country for any reason.
Do you think Russia is our enemy?
No, I think Russia is our competitor. I don't think Russia...
Are you parroting Trump right now?
No, I'm not parroting Trump. I'm parroting Marcia. That's my personal opinion. I think that all of our countries are our competitors. Just because people in the EU and are doing things that we don't think they should do doesn't mean they're our enemy. It means they're countries who have a right to run their country the way they want to run their country. Now, has Putin interfered in our elections? I'm absolutely certain that if he didn't personally do it, which I think he probably did, if he didn't personally do it, some of the people in his country did do it.
And who benefited from that?
Well,
Donald Trump.
Who knows? How do you know? How do you know Donald Trump wouldn't have won by a slam dunk even bigger than he did?
Okay, let's hold it there. Marcia is so big on this program, we're going to bring her back for another show. Keep listening. She'll be on our next program. We'll be right back.
Nevada has some of the worst air pollution in America. For our families, that's personal. Bad air puts 44,000 Nevada kids with asthma at increased risk. But corporate polluters are propping up politicians like Senator Dean Heller. Heller's taken over $500,000 from big oil and gas polluters, even the Koch brothers, and he backs their dirty air agenda, voting to eliminate limits on air pollution causing smog. Dean Heller, he's protecting polluters. Clean Air Moms Action is responsible for the content of this ad.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, Will Batista discusses Marcy's Law. We'll see you then.